Commonwealth Games, has been talk that nobody else wants it. It's been offered to Victoria or to Melbourne, which, I mean, would be fantastic, I think, particularly if the talk is that a lot of it would go to the regional areas like Bendigo. So with us to talk a little bit more about that is Rob Stevenson, the interim CEO of B Bendigo. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo.
So being obviously Captain Obvious here, but it would be a great boon, I would suggest, for the region if we could get some Comm Game stuff up here.
It would be absolutely sensational. It would be bringing the crowds, but also the locals having the opportunity to see world-class sport played in our city would be terrific.
I think too the
for business, I mean, we've obviously been through a lot of COVID. I know the Comm Games are still a few years off, but having a long-term target and something really positive coming, I think is would be really important for local businesses to build towards as well.
Yeah, I think so, and also you would hope that the government would tip in a lot too towards just making sure all the facilities are top notch as well, which obviously after the games leaves us with some fantastic venues as well.
It does, and now look, our city's looking magnificent at the moment. You see the amount of work that's going on, and I was lucky enough to be on the top of one of the TAFE buildings a couple of weeks ago, their new building, and just to look around at Bendigo's skyline and just see how much it's changed and how really positive it is. I think the next few years for the city are going to be fantastic.
Yeah. What was it back in 2004? We had a lot to do with the Youth Commonwealth Games as well. Do you have any sort of background as to how that affected the region?
I couldn't tell you the dollar figures, but I was out at the La Trobe Uni there, and the accommodation out at the uni was used for a lot of the athletes. They used the gym out there for, I think it was the weightlifting at the time, and certainly the number of people that came around the uni who had perhaps hadn't been out at the campus ever, if not for a long time, was terrific. I think that's with the Comm Games, because it brings people from across the world to your city. I think that's one of the other greater benefits of it, is it gives us the chance to project Bendigo, how we want Bendigo to be seen by the rest of the world. And when you consider the long-term connections that could be made, particularly back into the UK and Canada and into Southeast Asia, the ability for businesses, for tourism, for our whole city and region to benefit longer term from just that awareness, and particularly now we've got the airport, we've got an expansion underway. We have to remember that makes Bendigo not just connected to Sydney, but makes us kind of a one hop from a lot more of the world than we've been in the past. And I think all those things are kind of fantastic long-term builds for Bendigo.
Yeah, and when you consider what we have to offer, and we are turning into a great little boutique city, with obviously our arts, our history in particular, our architecture, the whole thing. I've not met anyone who has not been here and gone away going, geez, what a great little place.
Yeah, even, I mean, I've known people who've sort of come up and said, I've been in Melbourne for 10 or 15 years, but I've never been to Bendigo before. It's amazing. I don't know why I didn't come sooner. It's, almost the universal response, whether they've come, for work, or whether they've had the opportunity to spend a couple of days and go to the theatre, go to the gallery, perhaps drawn by specific exhibitions at the gallery. Cyclists, I know a group who were up a couple of weeks ago, and they were keen to try the restaurants and find a couple of wineries that were a decent ride from town where they could have a bit of a break other than coffee and ride back. And so the sort of big spending tourists who can come to Bendigo, I think, are really important as well. And the more we can do to keep those people for one or two or three nights, and allow them to get the full benefit and see everything around the city, I think that's much better than being the day trip from Melbourne.
Yeah, indeed. So what happens from here? Do you sort of try and lobby the appropriate people to say, hey, listen, this is a good idea?
Look, I'm sure the city's working on highlighting the great facilities, and really we have got some fantastic facilities. The hockey fields are terrific. The QEO's a great stadium. But also, you know, if you look at the Bendigo Stadium for basketball or some of those other indoor sports, there's, you know, the capacity there is equal to a capital city venue. So I think, I'm sure the city's working very hard on making sure that it becomes a reality for Bendigo.
I'm sure they are. Good on you, Rob. Listen, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. All the best.
Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you, Rob Stevenson from B Bendigo, the interim CEO there, joining us on the Wake Up Call.